Dr. Say, Victorian office note on patient Shamika Antwine, A-N-T-W-I-N-E, Shamika, S-H-A-M-E-K-A, date of birth 5/22/1974, date of service is 9/7/2023. The patient is 49-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Ejimadu Shinwendu, nurse practitioner at Total Care to You Clinic. The spelling of the name is as follows: Ejimadu, E-J-I-M-A-D-U, Chinwendu, C-H-I-N-W-E-N-D-U. Period. For elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes history of HIV, has been on antiretroviral therapy for the last 5 years. Next history of PE in the past, has been on anticoagulation in the past period. History of VP shunting of for unclear reasons, period, paragraph. Past surgical history includes C-section times 2 and VP shunts, period, paragraph. Allergies, patient is allergic to an antibiotic but she does not remember the name, period, paragraph. Social history, patient is single, has a total of 7 children, she has 16 grandchildren. She's a smoker, she does smoke marijuana, occasional cocaine use, no alcohol use, currently unemployed. Family history, father with ENT cancer and blood cancer, mother with breast cancer, coronary artery disease and MI. Period, paragraph. Review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain. She does suffer from constipation. Nocturia positive, straining upon urination is positive. She her last menstrual period is 2 years ago. Period. No, like swelling or other system reviews are negative. Period. Paragraph. Immunization, she received for 3 doses of COVID-19 shots. Period. Paragraph. Current medications reviewed include Prezista, Descovy, and Ritonavir, pure paragraph. Our physical exam of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular meat extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep pupil paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscleness too. No murmurs heard, no friction heard, lungs clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no red skin, tattoos positive. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period, paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. And this is July 25, 2023, hemoglobin is 13.7, platelet count 294, white count is 10.05, sodium 143, potassium 3.2, chloride 103, total 22, calcium 10.1, glucose 130, creatinine 3.4, BUN 56, estimated GFR 16 milliliter per minute, normal liver enzymes, period, paragraph, total cholesterol 258, triglycerides 149, LDL is 158, A1C was 5.2, vitamin D was 26, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 4, unclear etiology, but she does have HIV and she's on retroviral antiretroviral therapy. Conceivably, this may be related to medications versus doubt HIV-associated nephropathy. We are going to do a full workup. Tenofovir should be discontinued in this patient. I urge her to discuss that with her infectious disease doctor because of nephrotoxicity. Period. We are going to do workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. She may require kidney biopsy as well. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis is hypertension uncontrolled in the office. Patient was urged to check her blood pressure at home and show us the log. Patient will be started on nifedipine 60 mg extended release at bedtime for now. We'll see you back in 2 weeks to discuss the workup and for blood pressure recheck and report. Thanks.